Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania men's basketball coach Steve Donahue, his squad co-champs of the Ivy League, now getting ready for the Ivy League tournament on Saturday. They will take on Yale in the semifinal. And first of all, coach, a 22-8 regular season, a piece of the Ivy League crown. You have to be incredibly proud with the progress this program made and what the kids gave you this season.
Certainly very happy with the way that things turned out in the regular season, Matt. I thought, in particular, we haven't had a winning season here in a while, and for guys to be committed to it and play as well as they did and, through the ups and downs, I'm ecstatic, and we're excited about the next step.
You had a lot of kids step up at different times, starters off the bench, but if you had to point to like the one thing that has been the common thread that is the biggest reason why you are where you are, what would you say it is?
The common thread is something that doesn't go that people don't see in games. It's the 365 days a year that these guys are committed to getting better, helping each other, really making sacrifices and sticking to our core values. Those are the things that change the way you play. You got to do those things first, and then the scoreboard starts to indicate that you're doing those things around the clock, and that's what I'm most proud of. It's a great group that's just committed to each other and committed to doing things the right way.
A.J. Broder was unanimous first-team All-Ivy. He had a very good freshman year, but as I just thought he took leaps and bounds this year on both ends of the floor. Just talk about him really, really continuing to develop this season.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think all aspects of the game that he plays is what makes him special. Still developing certain aspects of his offensive game, but his ability to guard different positions, block shots, rotations, sprint the floor in transition, play him 30, 35, 40 minutes a game for a big kid, it allows us so much flexibility. And I thought he had a great year. And I still think we're scratching the surface. I think he has a great future ahead.
Let's talk a little bit about this weekend. First of all, this will be the second year for the Ivy Tournament. Been at the Palestra both times. How big is it to have this tournament at home, basically?
Obviously, it's we love it here, and we're slightly biased. But the fact is, it's one of the best arenas in all of sport. For the fans, for the players, for the TV audience, and for our league to be able to showcase our main event in this venue, I think is special. 24 hours right before Selection Sunday as well. Great amount of excitement. We're thrilled.
Let's talk about your semifinal matchup with Yale on Saturday. You split with them in one of the games. The game you lost was this past weekend at Yale, and it was one that kind of got away from you down the stretch. But when you talk about the Bulldogs, what are the first things that jump out at you that you're going to be concerned with heading into Saturday?
Well, in terms of personnel, Mia Oney is one of the better players in our league. He's a very good scorer. He's a great passer. He's a great athlete, so he can finish and he rebounds. With that, they have a bunch of guys who run Coach Jones' system that he's been there for 19 years. They don't give you anything. You got to earn it. They don't really shoot themselves in the foot. And as you said, I thought we kind of gave it up down the stretch to them. So going to be a great game, but they're a very good opponent. They don't have a lot of weaknesses. As I said, I think you got to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves.
And I think another kid that has given you trouble in the two games is the youngster Paul Atkinson, the big. I think averaged about 18.5 in the two games. What problems does he present?
And it's interesting. He's played well against us. He played well after us for the first time against someone else in Princeton. I think we probably tried to help out too much on other guys, and Paul took advantage of that. He's got good length, We gave him too many layups at the rim. Got to make sure that he's shooting hard contested twos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.